Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, March 6, 2015. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the life and death of Boris Nemtsov, who was assassinated while walking across a bridge over the Moscow River, a bridge that connects Red Square with the area of Moscow where he lived on the other side. Who was this man and why was he important enough for us to be talking about? Well, Mr. Nemtsov was born in Sochi, Russia, to a Russian Orthodox father and a Jewish mother. He was a practicing Orthodox Christian. He obtained a Ph.D. in physics and published many papers related to quantum physics and thermodynamics. He apparently was quite a well-known scientist in Russia. He also had an interesting political career. He first came to political prominence in 1986 after the Chernobyl disaster. You remember that, folks? That's where the Chernobyl nuclear plant melted down and killed a few thousand people. Well, he organized a protest that blocked the construction of a new nuclear plant in the same area. He was elected to the Supreme Soviet in 1989, which is the equivalent of our Congress. He was friends with Boris Yeltsin and kind of rode Mr. Yeltsin's career to the top. He supported Yeltsin in his rise to power and became deputy prime minister in 1997 with responsibility for reforming and restructuring the Russian energy sector, along with business, housing, and social services. He was popular with the public, appeared on track to become president of Russia. In fact, supposedly, Mr. Yeltsin introduced him to Bill Clinton as his chosen successor. But with the crash of the Russian economy and the fall from power of Boris Yeltsin, Mr. Nemtsov lost his high position in government. He remained a reformer, however, and held positions in and out of government. He was a critic of Vladimir Putin, protesting the economic issues of Mr. Putin's Sochi Olympics, held at his, Mr. Nemtsov's, that is, birthplace. So how did this apparently popular, glamorous, 56-year-old man with his 23-year-old fashion model girlfriend end up dead on a Moscow bridge? It seems to me there are about four different views of what happened, and a couple of them coincide or overlap. First is the view of former world chess champion Garry Kasparov, who wrote his views for publication in the Wall Street Journal. He was a friend and associate of Boris Nemtsov, who worked with him in opposition to Mr. Putin's government. Mr. Kasparov said, quote, Vladimir Putin actually started and ended the inquiry while Boris's body was still warm by calling the murder a, quote, provocation. The term of art for suggesting that the Russian president's enemies are murdering one another to bring shame upon the shameless. He then brazenly sent his condolences to Boris's mother, who had often warned her fearless son that his actions could get him killed in Putin's Russia, end quote. So Mr. Kasparov shares with the Wall Street Journal, who published his article, and other mainstream American press, along with the unofficial U.S. government view that Mr. Putin had Mr. Nemtsov killed, or at least created the climate of tyranny that allowed the assassination to happen. Mr. Kasparov says his old friend was a passionate critic of Mr. Putin's war in Ukraine, the fact that the murder was in front of the Kremlin, one of the most heavily policed areas of Moscow, was a clue to Mr. Putin's arrogance, he said. Mr. Nemtsov used to tell him, quote, you have to live a long time to see change in Russia, end quote. Well, he didn't live long enough to see that change. That takes care of views one and two. So what about three and four? That would be Mr. Putin's view, which is shared by certain people in the U.S., such as commentator Stephen Lindman and Paul Craig Roberts. That view is, in essence, the CIA did it as a, quote, provocation to discredit Mr. Putin and his government. Mr. Putin said he was looking at several different sources. Number one, trying to destabilize the government. Number two, Islamic extremists. Number three, Ukraine. And number four, Nemtsov's personal life. He looked at those things for answers, he said. Mr. Nemtsov's apartment was searched and his personal files removed along with his computers. There is one person, however, who can tell us something about Boris Nemtsov's last few moments on this earth. That is his 23-year-old fashion model girlfriend, Anna Doritskaya. She was with him at his death and said she met him at a trendy Red Square restaurant for dinner called Bosco Cafe. After dinner, they walked across the bridge from Red Square over the Moscow River, intending to go to his apartment on the other side. He had just completed a radio interview in which he slammed Putin's, quote, mad aggressive policy on Ukraine, end quote. After dinner, they walked across the bridge near St. Basil's Cathedral. Somebody came along and put four bullets into him, but she didn't see who it was. She saw nothing. She knows nothing. And who can blame her? After 2 days of police questioning, she flew home to her mother in Kiev, Ukraine. She said a light-colored car came from behind them, but she didn't know the make or license. She didn't know if the shooter fired from the car or maybe the car just picked him up. A snowplow conveniently came along behind the car and blocked all view of the assassination. The snowplow driver told her how to call the police and gave her the number, which she did. Then the snowplow driver drove away with her boyfriend dying in the snow. As we said earlier, this was one of the most heavily policed areas of Moscow. Mr. Nemtsov was the most prominent political assassination in Russia since Anna Politkovskaya, who was a journalist and foe of Mr. Putin. She was shot to death in the elevator of her Moscow apartment on Mr. Putin's birthday in 2006. Finally, folks, who killed Boris Nemtsov? I don't know, and I doubt we ever will. But as Winston Churchill said about Russia, quote, Russia is a riddle wrapped in a mystery, inside an enigma. Till next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.